Using comments and notes inside sessions, intermediate Ableton Live workflow for drum and bass. Let's go. If you make drum and bass, you already know the problem. Your session starts as a clean little loop, and then suddenly it's 20 drum channels, 3 bass resamples, 5 versions of the drop, and a bunch of I'll remember what this is clips which you absolutely will not remember next week. So in this lesson, we're building a simple, repeatable note system inside Ableton Live, not a separate document, not a phone note, inside the set, right where you need it, so you can finish faster without killing the vibe. By the end, you'll have a DNB session note system, a dedicated notes track, section locators that actually tell you what to do, consistent naming and colors, and a resample log that stops version chaos. All right, open a live set. Existing project is perfect, or start something new at 174 BPM if you want the full DNB feeling. Step 1. Create a dedicated notes track. Create a new MIDI track and drag it to the very top of the set. Rename it 00 notes. The double zero is on purpose. It stays at the top forever. Color it something loud. Bright yellow or white works great. The goal is that your eyes always find it instantly. And this track should never output sound. Easiest way. Don't put an instrument on it. Just leave it empty. If you're the type who worries you'll accidentally route something to it, you can drop an empty instrument rack in there and keep the volume all the way down. But honestly, empty is fine. Teacher tip. This one move changes everything. Because now you've got a home base for your brain. When you're in flow and you notice a problem, you don't stop producing to be organized later. You just capture it here, fast. And for structure, keep 00 notes at the top. Then your main groups underneath, drums, bass, music, effects, vocals, print or resample. Even if your groups are different, the point is, notes first, sound second. Step 2. Use MIDI clips as sticky notes in session view. Go to session view and in your 00 notes track, create a few empty MIDI clips by double-clicking in empty clip slots. You're not putting notes into MIDI, you're using the clips as labeled sticky notes. Name a few like, to do, mix notes, resample log. Break chops map, arrangement checklist, mastering checklist, whatever matches how you actually work. Now, the key had it. Write short notes in clip names so you can scan them in half a second. Examples that actually help in DNB, kick feels late versus snare in drop 2. Ghost snare is too loud around 200 Hz. Bass res V4 is best movement, print it. Break edit, keep aim and ride in bar 7. If you need longer notes, don't write an essay. Tech across multiple clips. Mix notes 1, mix notes 2, mix notes 3. The point is speed. Notes should be written at the speed you hear the problem. Now add a simple color system. Pick a palette and reuse it every project. For example, red means urgent fix. Blue means arrangement. Purple means bass design. Orange means drums. Your colors don't have to match mine, but they must be consistent. Random colors are basically visual noise. Expansion tip. Make notes queryable. Not just readable. Use prefixes so your brain can search quickly. To do, something you can execute. Decision, and a / B choice you must commit on. Why, the reason you did something. Ref, reference track info. Risk, something that might break later, like mono issues or headroom. So instead of drop 2, try something like, decision, drop 2 equals res V7 or Neurostad V3. Pick today. Why, submuted in intro for DJ blend plus tension. Risk. Widen on tops. Check mono. That prefix system is small, but it's powerful. It stops endless tweaking because you're naming the type of thought, not just the topic. Step 3. Use arrangement locators as section labels plus action notes. Switch to arrangement view. Up at the top timeline, right-click and add a locator. Do that at your key sections. Intro, build, drop, breakdown, second drop, outro. But here's the important part. Don't name locators only as drop 1 or break. Add it in tension. For example, intro, DJ friendly, no sub until bar 17. Build, automate high pass filter on break. Drop 1, bass V3, drums tight, 16 bar switch, add ride and crash tails. Breakdown, cut kick, key pats. Drop 2, heavier snare, darker res. This matters in drum and bass because structure is often 16 and 32 bar phrasing. And the energy is all about controlled variation. Locators make it easy to jump into / B different versions, verify fills land correctly, and keep transitions consistent. Extra arrangement upgrade. Try adding energy locators too. Not just section names, but intensity readings. Energy 2 out of 10. DJ intro. Energy 6 out of 10, build pressure. Energy 9 out of 10, main drop. That helps you diagnose why a drop doesn't feel huge. Sometimes it's not the sound, it's that your energy curve is flat. Step 4. Clip naming discipline for drums. This is where sessions usually fall apart. If you've got audio 12, audio 27, and copy of copy, you're basically producing in the dark. Adopt a naming system. For breaks, BRK Amen 170 Edit 1, BRK Think 170 HP, BRK Shuffle Layer. For kicks, Kick Punch 01, Kick Sub Tick, Kick Top Click. For snares, SN Main 200 HZ, SN Clap Layer, SN Noise Tail. For hats, HAT Shuffle 16, HAT Offbeat Open. Do it fast. Select a clip, hit rename, type, and when you resample or print a break edit, name it immediately, not later. Immediately. For example, BRK print drop 1/8 bars tight. If you're using drum rack, rename pads to kick tight, snare crack, hat swing, ride jungle. When you come back weeks later, it's the difference between what is pad 14 and oh yeah, that ride layer. Step 5. Create a resample log track for bass. DNB bass design gets version heady fast V1, V2, V3, and if you don't label, you lose hours. Create an audio track called Print Bass LOG. Put a simple, safe chain on it. Utility for gain staging. Saturator for gentle glue if you want it. Limiter is safety only. Not smashing, just catching. Now every time you resample a bass phrase, name the printed clip like a deliverable. Reese V5, 1/8 LFO, best movement, print it. Neurostab V2, shorter release, heavier mid, and include the chain references in the name when it matters. Reese V5, wavy double plus OTT style multi-band plus erosion, expansion move, super useful. Parameter journaling, you don't need every setting, just the 2-4 parameters you always forget. Like, Reese V8, WT position 32%, FM 15%, Sat Soft Clip, High Pass at 28 HZ. Now future you can recreate the vibe without guessing. Also consider resample checkpoints to avoid infinite chains. Put reminders in your notes like print after tone stage, pre-aut, print after distortion stage, prelimiter. That keeps your sound design reversible and saves CPU. Step 6. Add mix notes directly into the mix with marker clips. This is one of the best don't forget hacks in Ableton. Wherever the problem happens in time, create a blank MIDI clip right there, on the drums group, or bass group, or even a dedicated track called MAX Fix Markers. Name the clip with an action note. Fix. Snare rings at 220 HZ. Check. Hats harsh at 9-10K. Side chain. Bass 2 static versus kick. Color these marker clips bright red so they jump out. The magic is that the note lives exactly where your ears heard the issue, not in a random list. It's anchored in time. When you play through the drop, you literally see the work coming. Coach tip, make your notes definition of done. Add a pass/fail condition. For example, to do, snare tune and layer. Done when snare peak sits around -6 dB and tail doesn't ring at 200 to 250 HZ. That stops you from endlessly tweaking because you've defined what success sounds like. Step 7. Build an arrangement checklist that prevents the great loop. Messy track trap. Act on 00 notes. Create a clip called arrangement checklist. Then create a series of short checklist-style notes like intro, 16 bars no sub, plus 16 bars tease bass, drop 1, 32 bars, 16 bar switch, break, 16 bars with tension automation, drop 2, 32 bars heavier variant, outro, DJ-friendly 16 to 32 bars. Then align your locators to match. Even if you break the rules later, having a default prevents you from wandering. And for transitions, create a clip called Transition Recipes. Write a few go-to moves you can copy mentally when a transition is boring. Recipe A. Remove sub for 2 beats. Vocal stab. Impact tail. Recipe B. 1 bar drum mute. Snare fill. Reverse crash. Recipe C. Automate reverb send on snare last hit. Hard cut. This keeps you producing instead of sample browsing for an hour. Step 8. Collaboration ready notes. Even if you never collaborate, this is for future you. Create a clip called Sources and Intent. Write things like break, amen from pack X, chopped plus transient shaped, snare, layered body 200 HZ plus crack 3K plus noise tail, bass, wavy double reese plus resample distortion plus notch automation. And add the basics, tempo 174, key or root, for example F, sub follows F, reference tracks, list 2 or 3. If you do handoffs, make a clip called Handoff. do, don't, questions, do, tighten drop two drums, print bass stems, don't, change tempo, don't rewarp breaks, questions, snare tone, more crack or more body. This prevents chaos when someone else opens the set. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick fire. 1. Writing notes but not placing them where they matter. Use locators and marker clips anchored to bars. 2. Vague notes. Fix bass is useless. Bass masks kick at 50 to 60 Hz. Carve or side chain is actionable. 3. Not versioning resamples. In DNB you'll resample a lot. Label versions or you will lose the plot. 4. Color chaos. Pick a palette and stick to it. 5. Leaving audio 1, audio 2. Silent killer of finishing tracks. Now a 2-minute session startup ritual. This is how you turn notes into results. Create one clip in 00 notes called opening move. Every time you open the set, first, fix the most obvious red marker. Second, bounce or resample one thing to commit. Third, do a 30-second arrangement pass. Add or remove one element. This keeps momentum and stops you from endlessly looping the drop for the 100th time. Mini practice exercise, 10 to 15 minutes. Open a DNB project. Create 00 notes with clips. To do, mix notes, resample log, arrangement, checklist. In arrangement, add locators. Intro, drop 1, break, drop 2, outro. Add 3 marker clips at real problem points. 1 drum issue, 1 bass issue, 1 transition issue. Then print 1 bass idea to print bass log and name it like a pro. Reese V1, wavitable to saturator to multiband, good groove. Your goal is simple. Close the set. Reopen it tomorrow and know exactly what to do in under 60 seconds. Before we wrap, one last advanced push. Archive decision so you stop second guessing. Make a clip called chosen version list. Right. Drop 1 drums equals BRKA min edit 3 plus SN main 200 HC V2. Bass lead equals Reese V5. Keep V6 delete later. That's how you stop the why is V4 still here. Syndrome. Recap. You're using a dedicated 00 notes track to centralize your thinking. Session clips become sticky notes and checklists. Arrangement locators map structure plus intent. Marker clips placed in time tag real issues. Resamples get versioned and labeled, especially bass. And naming plus color stays consistent so big sessions stay fast. If you tell me your style, break bass jungle, rollers, or neuro and heavy, and whether you work session first or arrangement first, I can tailor a tight prefix system and a color palette you can reuse every project.